You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
One more item. Black Pond Press, the publisher of 45 years of the Rockford Files, Maverick, Legend of the West, Radio Honey, and many other titles, has announced its very first Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotion. Order a copy of any of Black Pond's available titles from Amazon.com or any retailer on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Send the dated receipt to Black Pond Press, and you will receive a bonus gift related to the title that you purchase. If you order a copy of 45 Years of the Rockford Files or Maverick Legend of the West on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, you'll be treated to a PDF copy of an original signed series script. For details and more information, visit the Black Pond Press page on Facebook or Instagram.
Hi, this is Dom Dreesen. You're listening to TV Confidential.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television, is happy to welcome Ms. Daphne Maxwell Reed. Daphne Maxwell Reed, the actress known as Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, as well as many other movie and TV roles, including Sister Sister, Jacqueline and Jilly, Simon and Simon, WKRP in Cincinnati, and a show that I would love to see released on home entertainment one of these days, Frank's Place. Daphne's acting career, however, is just one of the many colors in the tapestry of her life and career. She is also a lifelong photographer, as well as a clothes designer, seamstress, educator, activist, and the author of many books. Daphne recently participated in the cast reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that will premiere on HBO Max Thanksgiving weekend. We'll talk to her about that. She also has a Christmas movie that is scheduled to drop on Netflix and BET Plus on Tuesday, December 1st. In the meantime, we began our conversation by telling Daphne, one of the things I love about doing this program is learning stuff about the guests. And one of the fun things I learned about you was your interest. I could go several directions with that question, but one of the things that jumped out at me was your interest in photography.
I really love that.
Well, I was married to a photographer for 10 years, and then I had a long-term relationship with another photographer. So even though I cannot take a picture to save my life, I like to think that I've come to appreciate people who have the photographer's eye.
Got it.
When did you realize that you had the photographer's eye?
Probably it was brought to my attention by some friends that I lunched with after all of the trips that I took. And I would show them where I'd been, and I was traveling the world, so I had lots of interesting things to show them. And they said, you know, you should put up a show. I said, no, you have to be a photographic artist to put up a show in a gallery. They said, well, I think you ought to get on it. And they encouraged me to bravely put up a show in a gallery. I had been on the board of an art gallery in Petersburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. and they had a opening for a month. And I said, can I do a show here? And they said, oh, sure. I put it up, and people started buying the pictures off of the wall. And I said, well, now I consider myself on the path to becoming an artist. And I was 60 years old at the time.
Well, that just goes to show that it is never too late to, if not reinvent yourself, discover a new skill or talent or passion or desire, and desire to bring that passion to life and to share and to share that new skill with other people.
I consider them journeys, and I took the journey toward becoming a better photographic artist and to find a purpose in it. And I managed to find my purpose probably a couple of weeks in it, as I scanned the pictures that I was going to present, I realized that I had taken a lot of pictures of doors. And I had to ask myself, what's your attraction to doors? And realized that they seem to be a metaphor for life, and that all of them represent some passage or curiosity or adventure or opportunity. It just seems to be a major part of living and a life that is a rich journey. So I wanted to encourage people to notice doors or details in their life as they take their journeys and realize that that's what makes the journey rich.
Yes.
The detail.
Yes, very, very, very much so. And with doors, if you're a person, if you're an artist, if you have that natural curiosity wired within you, when you take the photo of the door that you want, when you know you got it because the lighting's right and the composition is right, you know, it'll trigger, I would like to think it would trigger memories of, okay, what preceded that moment for the people behind that door, and or what will come next after that moment that you took that picture of them.
And I want to encourage you to look at the picture and think that.
Mm-hmm.
But in my series of photographs that I've taken over the years, there is only one shot, and the lighting is God's lighting. And I just see a door as I walk. I stop. If there's pedestrian traffic in front of it, I try to time it between the pedestrians, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just frame the door, and when I get it onto my computer, I look at it to see what I want to highlight in it. And sometimes it's a doorknob. Sometimes it's the craftsmanship of the door. Sometimes it's what God has done to the door. Nature has beat the hell out of the door. But in beating it, it has richened it. It has brought out lots of different colors and textures that the door probably originally didn't have.
Daphne Maxwell Reed is on the line with us. Daphne Maxwell Reed, Aunt Vivian of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Daphne has opened the door to a conversation to share a little bit about her skill, her gift as a photographic artist. You can see Daphne has published several books of her work. You can see them and you can purchase them if you so desire at DaphneMaxwellReed.com, DaphneMaxwellReed.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Now, we've talked a little bit about your interest in doors and, you know, doorknobs and the metaphor that represents. But you've published several photos of still life, you know, flowers and things of nature. If you touched on this answer before, forgive me, but when you decide to, say, take a picture of a lily, for example,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
when do you know that you're ready to take the photo, or do you take more than one photo and choose which one is the best?
I usually do not take more than one photo of a subject that I'm photographing. I like to capture it for you in the moment that I saw it. And it's an initial seeing of it that inspires me to photograph it. And for flowers, it's sometimes just a color that attracts me. Sometimes it's the way that a certain blossom is formed that attracts me. Sometimes it's the contrast between the flower itself and the surrounding greenery. There's a lot of things that trigger my desire to shoot that photograph. I remember walking in my neighborhood just a couple of months ago, and I was walking down the street, and it was a beautifully blue day. And somebody had grown black-eyed Susans or big sunflowers in the city. And this flower was framed by the blue sky. And it was just, I just had to take a picture of it. And it became one of the pictures on my 2021 calendar, which is all flowers. I decided to do a calendar on details instead of doors. And this is my first year of doing a floral calendar. And what I think really inspired me to do that is the year that we have had. 2020 has been quite a year of a lot of different change in the way we view the world. And the floral just seemed like we needed 2021 to bloom differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hoping I can help people make next year bloom into a more beautiful place than what we've been through this past year.
Daphne's floral calendar is available at DaphneMaxwellReed.com, DaphneMaxwellReed.com. You can also follow Daphne on Instagram. I was smiling and nodding my head when you told us, my listeners and I, that you only take one shot. You wait until you've got the shot you want, and then you take it. I smiled and I nodded, Daphne, because my wife was the same way. When she took portraits, and my lady friend, my lady friend who specialized in still, you know, still art, she was the same way, you know. And so again, I like to think I have a by osmosis. I have an appreciation for the photographer's eye in that respect.
Well, I have a background in art, so I think I have some technical foundation for what art looks like. I've been taking pictures since I was a little girl. My father used to take pictures all the time, and I've got, thank God, all of his slides and photographs from when we were growing up, and I have some of his pictures that he took while he was in World War II. So I appreciate the art of photography. I understand some of the technical things. Mm-hmm. I am not the kind of photographer who wants to go into the dark room and create that way. I am definitely a digital artist, and I appreciate the tool that we have at our disposal to enhance a picture or to focus your eye exactly where I saw this photo when I took it.
Of course, our listeners know that you have experience on the other side of the camera. You were the first African-American female to grace the cover of Glamour magazine. And so, man, I realize being a model is different when you're on the other side of the camera. But to me, if we're looking at a photograph, any photograph, whether it's a photograph of a door, whether it's a photograph of a female, whatever it is, a photograph is capturing a moment in time that will never be the same. And so when you were modeling and on the other side of the camera, you know, working with the photographer to get the image that they want, I mean, that's a different kind of art.
Yeah, but it's something that I found out I had innately. Mm-hmm. All they wanted me to do was smile. And I am one who loves to smile. I've always been a happy person.
Yeah.
I can find joy in some of the worst circumstances. My husband loves to tease me mm-hmm. about my blue sky point of view. He says if we are standing up to our necks in doo-doo, he's wondering, how can I get out of this mess? And I'm standing next to him going, oh, my God, isn't that sky beautiful? So I see things a little differently, and I smile through my eyes. And I guess that's what they capture, but it's just the joy that I have in my being that seems to translate well to photography.
We're having a joyful experience talking to Daphne Maxwell Reed, Aunt Vivian, on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air 30th anniversary cast reunion. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will premiere on HBO Max around Thanksgiving weekend. Daphne also stars in The Business of Christmas, which drops Tuesday, December 1st on BET+. And then I will imagine there will be multiple chances to watch the movie between now and Christmas Day.
Definitely.
Okay, very much so. Okay. Tuesday, December 1st on BET+. You can follow Daphne on Instagram, her website, daphnemaxwellreed.com. You were the first person, I mean, you were a pioneer in many respects. You were the first person to grace the cover of, first African-American female to grace the cover of Glamour, first African-American homecoming queen at Northwestern University. I'm going to go out on a limb, Daphne.
Yeah?
I believe you were one of the last actors to replace another actor in a popular series and play that same character, which you did on Fresh Prince, because even though when you and I were growing up, you know, that used to be standard in television, that has not been done as much the last several decades. So you're one of the last people to replace an actress and play that same character.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I've not considered it. I Dream of Jeannie, I guess, was the last time I saw somebody switch.
Yeah.
Husband.
Yeah, they don't. That's just not done as much anymore. But of course, the other thing is when you join a successful show midstream, whether you're assuming a character that somebody else played or creating a new character, it can be a challenge for an actor to join a cast midstream because you're the new kid on the block. Was that a factor, or, you know, did the cast embrace you, or did you block all that stuff out and say, okay, day one, I'm going to do my job?
Well, I had been starring on television for 20 years before Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, mm-hmm. So I had some chops already. And when I got this job, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I had the respect of the cast. They knew my former work and liked it, and they opened their arms to me just to be who I was, not to try to replace anybody, mm-hmm. but to step into the role and move forward. And that's exactly what happened. We didn't talk about what had happened in the past. They never mentioned anything about it. I couldn't even ask questions about, well, why am I here?
Yeah.
It was my turn, and I was very grateful to have that chance and very, very much in love with the people I was working with.
Daphne Maxwell Reed will participate in the 30th anniversary cast reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which will premiere on HBO Max Thanksgiving weekend. Daphne also stars in The Business of Christmas, which will premiere on BET Plus on Tuesday, December 1st, and will air several other times between December 1st and Christmas Day. Daphne will be back next week for part two of our conversation. We'll ask her about The Business of Christmas. We'll also talk about her lifelong interest in clothes design and how she usually begins a design with the fabric. Daphne's husband, of course, is actor Tim Reed. Daphne and Tim have worked together many, many, many times over the past four decades. We'll talk about that and more when we play part two of our conversation with Daphne Maxwell Reed next week on TV Confidential. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, take a quick time out, then we'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194, 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.